I write both in free verse and in metrical and in meter, and I try to keep up writing in them both because I can do. I would say I can do things in the one that I can't do in the other. The next poem I'm going to read is considerably different. This is the one that was printed on that little program that probably some of you have that Lois gives out free at the poetry room. This is called Skateboard. This was written of a skateboarder on the street very close to where I live, Haight Street, in the, I guess, still quite famous Haight-Ashbury in San Francisco. And he was a very flashy skateboarder. He was the height of fashion, in a way. And this is about 1981. Well, there had been plenty of skateboards before him, but he was aware that he was doing it a very flashy and successful way. I call him Toehead because he had hair dyed yellow. God knows what color it really was. But you could see it was darker at the roots, as I say in the poem. Skateboard. Toehead, on his skateboard, threads through a crowd of feet and faces delayed to a slow stupidity. Darts, doubles, twists. You notice how nimbly the body itself has learned to assess the relation between the board, pedestrians, and immediate sidewalk. Emblem. Emblem of fashion. Wearing dirty white in dishevelment as delicate as the falling draperies on a dandyish Renaissance saint. Chain round his waist. One hand gloved. Hair dyed to show it is dyed. Pale flame spiking from fuel. Toehead on skateboard. Perfecting himself. Emblem extraordinary of the ordinary. In the sexless face, eyes innocent of feeling, therefore suggest the spirit. I've been over in this country more than half my life, but I'm still very susceptible to the exotic in Americana, and I thought when I saw him, I thought, how wonderfully American, how wonderfully Californian. I showed this poem to a friend of mine who owns a store on Haight Street, and one day this friend of mine said, "Oh, you know that kid you wrote that poem about, the skateboarder?" And I said, "Yes." He said, "Well, he came in here the other day to ask me for a job. He's English, you know." This is so much for my romanticism. When you're a romantic, you can feed it anywhere.